We're in the laws of Shabbos. We're in Simon Reish Pei Beis, which is entitled Kriyas HaTorah B'Maftir B'Shabbos. And in it has Zion Sifim, seven Sif. On this Sif, Aleph begins, the Motzin Sefer Torah of a Korin Bo Shiva V'im Ratzel Hosef Mosef. That when it comes to the Torah reading on Shabbos, the most aliyahs are given out seven. If one wishes to be hoisif, mosif, you can have safas, one can add above and beyond the seven, but seven is the minimum. And although not brought over here, the Gemara and Megillah discusses the reasons for these numbers. The base amount is three aliyahs, as we know, on a typical day, a Monday or a Thursday. When we have an extra tefillah's musaf, such as on Chol HaMoed, as well as on Rosh Chodesh, we have a fourth aliyah. On Yom Tov, in which there is a iser, a prohibition of doing malacha, so on that we add an extra aliyah, it's five. And Yom Kippur, in which there is the person who violates Yom Kippur, there is a severe punishment, Kares, six. And then Shabbos, in which the punishment is the greatest or more severe, that a skill of stoning one who violates it. Therefore, it's seven. It's very interesting. The Be'er Heitiv gives a completely different reason as to why there are seven aliyahs. The Be'er Heitiv tells us, Hatam, the reason for this, Shim Yerel Adam Ones, V'lo Bol Besach Neses Kol Zayin, Lo Shama Baruchu. Imagine that a person, say, miss a day. It happens. Well, if you miss an entire week. So, really, the ideal is to be able to hear Baruchu at least once a day. Person misses Baruchu for seven times, seven because all 7 days or a whole week until that seventh day. He says that Yazin Ozno Lishmo Zayin Pamim Baruchu V'Yetzei Chavaso. Exactly sure what that means. Yetzei Chavaso. Apparently, there's some obligation to hear Baruchu seven times a week. And therefore, at least in the event that you didn't hear it once a day, therefore you can catch up, if you will, by hearing it all seven times by the person who gets the aliyah. Now, this Mishnah Berurah reminds us of that which was done is not what's done now. He says as follows. First of all, this whole obligation of reading the Torah on Shabbos, where is that found? Is it a Torah obligation? So, Vehim Mitzvah Medivri Sofer. This is not a Torah-bound obligation like Shabbos Zachor or some say Parah. It's rather it's something which is Medivri Sofrim, which is, we can loosely translate that as Rabbinic. Vehita Kanna Kaduma Moshe Rabbeinu L'Vashalom. This was already instituted way back from Moshe Rabbeinu that on Shabbos the Torah should be read. The fact that we read the Torah also on other days, the Gemara in numerous places, Kama, in the seventh parak says it was instituted by Ezra later on, in order that just as a person should not go 3 days without water, a person would not be able to live without any liquid for that much time. So too, Torah, which is comparable to water, as the pasuk says, "Hoy kol tzumel chol amayim," anyone who's thirsty should go and drink water, which is referring to Torah, as it's compared to water for other reasons. So therefore, every 3 days we should not go without listening or learning to some Torah. Therefore, a person who relies on the Torah reading, that's a one way that Torah is at least learned every 3 days. They have Monday and Thursday, so those are 3 days apart. Of course, Thursday to Shabbos is less than that, and Shabbos to Monday is also less than 3 days. So the Mishnah Berurah then says, "Vehini." So this is what was instituted from all the way from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. When it comes to the seven, though, that's where we find a little bit of a difference. "Vehini bizman haMishnah haYaminah." The custom was a little bit different. "Sharishon shebekurim haYim avarech habracha lofaneha." What happened was the first person who got the aliyah, they would get called up and they would say only the bracha which we always say when we get called up to an aliyah, the bracha lefaneha. And that's all they would say. They would read and then stop, someone else would come, and then finally the last person who would get called up wouldn't read any, would not say a bracha, read the Torah, and then afterwards they would conclude with a bracha l'achareha. And this is discussed at great length toward the end of Masechet Megillah for those that learned it. Then Soyin Kulin Hoya Yotzin Bibir Chasam, that all the other people in the middle are Yotze by listening to the bracha before, and then afterwards, listen to the bracha afterwards. V'achachach v'zmani gemara, hiskinu shekol echad yabarach lefanel achareha k'mosh nahug hayom. They instituted later on that every person should say their own bracha before as well as bracha afterwards. And then the Mishnah Berurah discusses this idea of adding on when it comes to Shabbos. We're going to see the Ramah discusses Yom Tov and Yom Kippur, if there's differences. But on Shabbos, people do allow you to, we do allow Hosafos. So in this, the Mishnah Berurah says, Yesh omrim shahayom shekol echad mehakruyim mebarach lefanel achareha. And nowadays, in which everyone gets an aliyah and they say the brachos before and afterwards, ain kedai lehosev laharbos bebrachos. It's not good that so many extra brachos are being said, which in itself you can ask a question, why is it not a bracha levatala if originally it wasn't that way? So why adding all these extra brachos? So certainly, the fact that it was instituted, for whatever reason, that's what we do. But to continue to have more and more people getting called up to the Torah is extra brachos, which are really not necessary. Ach b'makam ha-tzarech, in the case of Ness, it's needed. Gigon chasna, bris mila, nechol chiyai gavna, in lachish b'zeh. When it comes to certain occasions which warrant numerous people that we want to give an honor to, so then we're not going to be as concerned and we will call up numerous people. And the Ber Hetiv tells us different opinions. The Rashbatz says the Akshav Dikul Mevarchin Ein Lahosif. He says that one should not have any Hosafas even on Shabbos. That's his opinion. And according to Gaon Marash, who was instituted in Prague, I'm not sure where he comes up with this number, he says Shloli Kros Yosim Yasara. They shouldn't call more than 10. Mimnei Torah Chatzibor. You end up a relatively short Shabbos laning. Could be much longer, and that's an issue of Tircha de Tzibura, which is in fact a halachic issue. Therefore, he says 10 is the max. Again, you have to know the situation, and that's how we're going to conclude with this last line of the Mishnah Berurah. He says, "V'nachon shel hosif harbe mimnei Tircha de Tzibura." You shouldn't have too many extra aliyahs, whatever that means, because of Tircha de Tzibura. However, listen to this. I'm not sure if this applies to any communities or shuls anywhere nowadays, but let me just read what this sentence is. U'mamakim sheish lochush, if you are possibly concerned, matarumos eza noshim, that some people may be upset, offended, or complain, kishol yikru lehem l'torah, that how come I didn't get an aliyah, ein sarach l'dachtik b'zeh. In that situation, you don't have to be concerned, because we don't want a lack of harmony and shalom in the shul. It would be much better to compromise a little bit of Tircha de Tzibura if the other side will possibly cause machlokas, which we certainly would not want. And therefore, in the event that you know that some people would be offended, certainly it's better to add a couple extra aliyahs to make sure that everyone is happy. And therefore, for that reason, one basically has to gauge, knowing their community, knowing the people, what exactly constitutes Tircha de Tzibura, and also knowing, under certain circumstances, when a certain amount of hasafas are acceptable, and how much is perhaps not.